You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis concluded his visit to Myanmar on Thursday and continued on to Bangladesh for the second leg of his 21st apostolic journey outside of Italy. As the Holy Father's time in Myanmar drew to a close, our correspondent, Philippa Hitchin, spoke with some of those involved in organizing the papal voyage. Among them was Father Mariano Soineng, the spokesman for the Bishops' Conference of Myanmar. He spoke about different aspects of the Pope's visit to Myanmar.
Father Mariano, at the beginning of this trip, as you know, there was a certain amount of criticism. Even you were concerned about the very short period of planning for it. Yes. As the visit comes to an end, how would you evaluate the success and the challenges that you faced?
In the first place, what surprised me most is the cooperation of the people of Yangon. They really were patient with us. In spite of all this heavy traffic, they were always very, very patient with us. And also our Catholic community, they all did whatever they can. And it was so surprising that the people were putting out their money, you know, to make this event happen. Many donations that we received from our local people. And also, of course, we got the help from others as well also. But the people came up with very generous donations to this. And
you mentioned that Buddhist communities also opened their doors. Buddhist monasteries offered to put up Catholics coming down from faraway regions.
Yes, initially we received 36 monasteries. They said, of course, in one monastery there may be 300 available, another monastery maybe 500, another maybe 400. So in that way they opened up, they gave us a list. In the address, you can have 300 people there. Another place, you can have 500 people there. Such. And we received 36 monasteries, which is open for us. So the cooperation is very much surprising. And then if this Greg Barker says it's a unity, it really causes unity between the Catholic Church and the Buddhist community.
And yet there are concerns here, aren't there, about a growing nationalism within some sectors of the Buddhist community.
Yes.
And the impact that that can have on the Church.
First of all, we need to understand this. This is not shared by majority of the Buddhists, neither monks nor the ordinary people. They do not share such a view there. And many would express at once that this is politically motivated and not so much of nationalism. It is the political gain of one group of people trying to cause difficulty to the democratic government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. So just to create problems and difficulties for her. So many do not share. The clearest sign was in early August, they went to the streets shouting the slogans saying that Aung San Suu Kyi must give up power and return it to the government or call for another election or return it to the military government because she cannot. But they had about 70 people and no one joined them. And some joined and then it reached around above 20. But it number did not grow. So which means that people knows, people understands what is going on in this thing. So the nationalism group is, of course, it can be noisy and disturbing, but according to me, there is not a very grave danger of this group.
As you know, there was a lot of interest in the meeting that the Pope had with Dor Aung San Suu Kyi.
Yes.
What this visit will be able to do in terms of strengthening her position here?
Yeah, I think from the messages that we heard in Nibiru, it's very much affirming to her, very positive for the efforts that she is making to build this nation. So I hope if international community wants to be really sincere and open to the message of the Holy Father, and I don't ask that they accept the message of the Holy Father blindly, it is time that they have another view of crisis, no, into the effort of San Suu Kyi is making.
Crisis in the Northern Rakhine State.
Northern Rakhine especially. Now they should see, no, if Holy Father says this, and they should be open enough to look at this issue from another point of view, not just fixed to themselves, and then there are other ways of looking at these difficulties and problems that we are facing in this country.
What is the Church's point of view on the crisis there, the humanitarian crisis that continues to unfold, and
yes,
the reason why Aung San Suu Kyi has not spoken out on the part of the refugees?
So first of all, if we are to speak of this crisis, I would divide into two solutions. One is humanitarian and another is political. So politically, you will find 100% unanimously no from all the Myanmar people here, including Catholics, even the Muslims. They will say that the solving of the problem is not an easy thing. So politically is that. But of course, that when we say the politically thing, we don't deny the humanitarian needs. The humanitarian aids must be given. So it is two different things, not that what we have. But of course, if the church begin to say that we want to give the humanitarian aid, assistance, a nationalist group will say that, see, these guys are pro-these Muslims and they want to destroy our Buddhist country. And also, but people now, they understand already. Whatever then this nationalist group says, they don't believe anymore. So, but the solving of this problem is there are two things, not political and the humanitarian.
Finally, what for you has been the most rewarding moment of this papal visit to Myanmar?
Yeah, I was very much involved in the, especially in the part of the media, and a lot of concerns are there because I have to update myself with all the news that comes in the internet and what is the are they saying about the visit of the Holy Father and all. So the rewarding thing is for me, I'm still waiting for tomorrow. His love and care for the young people. And I'm happy that when he mentions that to really give authentic and education to the young people. So this is something I'm very much happy. And it is an eye-opening for us, for our country as a whole, to really care for the future of the young people. Like he said, not to rob off the future, of the hope, and not to stop from the constructive idealism that they have.